Yeah, Heartbreaker, Rolling Stones from Goat's Head Soup. We had Monkey Gone to Heaven, Pixies from Doolittle, one of my all-time favorite songs. We had Something from the Beatles off of Abbey Road, George Harrison classic, also one of my favorite songs. Then we had Letter from a Thief, Chevelle, Sci-Fi Crimes, yeah, baby.
Throwing it back to the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah. Epic from Faith No More, No More, The Real Thing.
Honestly, I just want to say something. That is one of my favorite songs of all time, and even more so, one of my favorite music videos of all time. During that piano solo at the...
What is that?
During that piano song at the end, if you haven't seen the music video, it's you got to check it out. It just ends it perfectly, and then just piano just explodes, and it's awesome.
Use your anger.
And then one of my actually all-time favorite Ramones songs that is not off of one of the classic, you know, Ramones albums. Bonzo Goes to Bitburg by the Ramones from the album Ramones Mania, or simply known as Mania. I love it. Actually, you know what? Screw it. That's my favorite Ramones song ever, and it was made in the late 80s, almost the 90s. I love it to death. I think it's the best song they made, honestly. I mean, people are going to probably fight me for saying that, but I love it. It's awesome.
What movie was that featured in, Garvin?
Oh, Le School of Rock. Yeah, from Le School of Rock. Also, great movie.
Great movie. Grew up on that.
So, yeah, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You've been rocking it, kicking it, chilling it, whatever you're doing with it. With the Money Hour, with Vike.
And Carmen. Switching up roles up real quick.
Again, you know, I kind of like this theme of female-led groups that would have been better than Kesha. You know, you can probably expect it going forward in the future. There's a lot of them out there. So, you know what? Stay classy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them.
So, you know what? Keep your mind open to something other than what's on the mainstream, because there's a lot of groups out there and a lot of people out there that are a lot better than what you think is what is good. You know what I mean? Kind of a light lesson here to celebrate and end this welcome back studio sesh with the boys. So we're going to get the computer later going here. It's been real.
It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. No, it's been pretty fun. Also, I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone out there listening, especially you. There's a bunch of little special guys out there I know that should be listening.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
I just want to say thank you to all of them, all the little boys and girls out there.
Yeah, we really appreciate the tuning in. We appreciate feedback, how we can make our show better. It's kind of a weird hour, kind of a late time, but you know what? We're rocking, so why aren't you? Kind of, you know, that's my idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's. Now it's 2 a.m. on a Tuesday night. What else you got? Class?
I have an 8 a.m.
What are you, a nerd? What are you, a nerd?
I have a friggin' 8 a.m. You have no excuse. So, all right, guys, we're going to sign off. This is Carmen.
And Voik.
And this has been real. This is the Money Hour, baby.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
91.5 from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Somewhere in Arkansas, where love flood broke with no end. some thinking sin in the midnight hour. It's when my love comes tumbling down, as Solomon Burke said. If you need me, why don't you call me? James Brown said, when you're tired of what you got, try me.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
ringing me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare.
The sound you have just heard was the immediate and efficient removal of a Sharp 1956 hubcap from a Sharp 1956 automobile. The hubcap removed may be viewed by the interested owner and appreciative teenagers at your nearest high school or neighborhood drive-in, immeasurably enhancing the sleekness of that cut-down hot rod swirling past us en route to a ball, 1956 teenage style.
The Columbia Pacific Radio Network presents Golden Hubcaps, a story dealing with an illegal traffic that has grown into mammoth proportions throughout the United States, the theft of automobile hubcaps. The tapes you will hear are real.
sun doesn't come round anymore. We never get to see him. And I do worry sometimes, you know, that we're the only ones who really understand and all. But we are grateful, of course. Grateful for his transformation.
Which is a better word for it. We don't like the use of the word miracle one bit. He simply got well. That's the extent of it. And his mother and I never gave up the faith through all the years, not once.
We just hope he's happy. It seems he's become all the rage today, doesn't it?
Those of us who've known my cousin a long time, his friends from before, like, we provide him the necessary protection. So as far as family relations are concerned, all I'm saying is he's been very good to me. Very good. And I, for one, am glad I could be of some assistance. I believed in him from the beginning, right from the very start. I know what it was like. I was there.
I won't answer that. I want to be very clear with you. I won't answer any questions about my personal life. So leave off! As for people's interest, I got a lot out of playing. Learned a lot from it, you know? It's all I had, really, in my dreams. It's like people want me to pass that on in some way. So that's what I'm trying to do. Pass it on.
I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the music's bad. Why it feels so good to feel so sad. I'm only happy when it rains. Hey, all your misery. Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
You refuse to understand. Going down the road. We're going to take a break for a while. We'll be back a little later on. Thank you.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
have no fear. Every day.